Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We read a little bit in Hebrews chapter number 12 about chastisement or correction from God. When we do something wrong, and again, it's not always, because if we did, we'd always be chastised, because we're always sinning, always. And if that's the case, we'd always be getting a whipping. So God chooses, if we don't confess our sins, He chooses God's sovereignty when we are chastised. Very important, or you understand this, okay? He don't chastise us all the time, because if He did every day, we'd be messing, you know, He'd be whipping us. By the way, when I was a kid, did y'all get a whipping every day? Some of y'all probably ought to. Whether you need it or not, you know, but I'll never forget. Okay, how would I say this? I would get more spankings from mama than daddy. Okay, I hated to get a spanking from mama, and I sure hated to get one from daddy, because daddy was a lot more stronger than mama, and he was a lot more firmer than mama. And mama and dad would always, you know, this is going to hurt me more than it hurt you. You've heard that before. You heard this before. And as a parent, I recognize that now, because you hate to chastise your kid. But I do remember this. When mama said, "You wait till your daddy gets home," I knew that I bypassed her spanking. And when daddy got home, because he's out ministering, daddy's a pastor, visiting, and we come home from school, and the boys do something wrong, and mama said, "I've had it, I've had it." Y'all ever done that? Can you imagine her saying that to me? "I've had it, wait till your daddy gets home." Well, daddy come home one day, and mom, I heard him in the living room, and me and Ronnie was in our bedroom, and I heard mama tell him, "Daddy, what happened?" And so I went to my chest of drawers, I shouldn't tell you this, and I put on about 5 pair of underwear. And if that was, because I knew daddy was fixing to get, lay one on me, what mama was really like. And then after that, I put some socks underneath my underwear, thinking that, well, okay. And daddy saw me, and it made it even worse. Not only had to pull, I shouldn't be saying this, before he just whipped me with my pants, I pulled my all 4 or 5 pair of them underwear. I know this is going out on the internet and everybody's watching this, but you can get the picture. My rear end was shining. Me and daddy and Ronnie standing over there, his eyes were like that, because Ronnie was next. I was the older one, and I get mine first. And Ronnie's watching this thing, and my behind went from a shiny white to a bright red. You got the picture, okay? Daddy loved us. Me and daddy were like, you know that. We were best friends. Best friends. Daddy, that's how God doesn't do that, because He hates us. He chastises us for correction. He doesn't want us to do that anymore. So we kind of, by the way, I didn't do that anymore. It was a one-time thing with all those 5 pair of underwear and a sock. I never did that again. I took it like a boy. I say like a man, I was a kid. But anyway, let's begin in verse number 7. Hebrews chapter number 12, about the chastisement of God. If you endure chastening, if you endure it, God dealeth with you as sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? For if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then ye are bastards and not sons. In other words, you don't belong to God. If you don't receive chastisement sometime in your life, again, let me repeat, it's not every day. If you did, we had a real problem, okay? It's not every day. But when we are, if you're not receiving chastisement sometime, well, then you don't belong to Him. That's what the Bible says. Verse number 9. Furthermore, we've had fathers of our flesh which corrected us. I just mentioned that. My dad. How he corrected me. Well, and we gave them reverence. We respect them. Shall we not much rather, even much more, in subjection be unto the Father or the spirits and live, we should be even that much more grateful and that much more reverent to God and honor Him for chastisement in our life. Why? Because He loves us. Verse number 10, for verily for a few days chastened us, for they, speaking of our they, dads, and them, for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but He, God, for our profit, that we might be partakers of His holiness. He does that for our own good, that we can become more like Him, God. I love this verse, number 11. Now, no chastening for the present seems to be joyous. Who likes that? To be chastened, you know, I'm the example about Dad. I sure didn't like that at all. It wasn't joy. It wasn't a happy occasion. But grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Again, it was this week I was visiting somebody's house, and something was said about castor oil. Who was that house I was in? I visited a lot of people. Whoever it was, there were some older folk, and we joked about the castor oil. Mama, and especially Grandma, gave me black draught. You know what black draught was, okay? I don't know if you can buy that anymore. I still remember it was in a bottle about that tall, about that skinny, about that wide. It had a black draught. I'd see Grandma every other weekend. We'd go to Kissimmee. I'd stay with, and Daddy, after church, would go to Kissimmee, pick me up. We'd eat lunch at Grandma. Anyway, long story short, if I had a little cold, Grandma would give me a black draught. Mama gave me castor oil. If it didn't kill you, it'd cure what ail you, one or the other. You know, it'd kill you or cure what ail you. Anyway, it didn't seem joyous, but it helped you, okay? And that's a silly illustration. But that's what God's chastening does in our life. For the moment, it doesn't, it's not pleasant at all. But when we look back to see what God had done and how He corrected us, thank you, Lord, because you put me back on the right road, and now I'm not doing those things anymore, whatever the case may be. And so we see that. Let's go back now to, I got to move on. Back to 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. Let's try to finish. So that's talking about that judgment, not to hurt us, but to help us, to correct us in love. And again, there's that phrase in verse number 29. Not discerning the Lord's body. Again, it's the word discern means to make a distinction, as if to discern light from darkness, to identify one as different from the other. In other words, it's not just a regular meal. We're not just eating bread, and we're not just drinking fruit of the vine. You're not discerning what this is all about. You're not making the proper judgment. And because of that, look in verse number 30, because they did it unworthily, because they did not discern it properly, they were observing the Lord's Supper in the wrong manner. Here was God's judgment upon that church. For this cause, the not discerning, the unworthily, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. It's very self-explanatory, because they observed the Lord's Supper improperly, irreverently. Can I use this term? They took it with a grain of salt. You ever heard that term? Yeah. That's a pretty good term. They took it with a grain of salt. Well, it is what it is, okay? God's damnation, judgment was upon them. Some were sick, some were weak, and then some slept. The word sleep here refers to the death of a believer. God's judgment was so severe upon that church that many, and again, that's the word that's used, many in that church. Now, I don't know how many are, but many are more than a few. So obviously there's many in that church who is observing the Lord's Supper wrong, not just a few. So many of you, or how many that many is, are weak physically, and some actually became sick. And some of them went to the point of death because of this thing. By the way, just a sideline. I am so glad God is long-suffering and merciful. He wasn't quite that way with the first churches, like in Jerusalem. Remember Ananias and Sapphira? They lied to the Lord. Have you ever lied to the Lord? You know what happened to Ananias and Sapphira for lying to the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost? You know what happened to them? God killed them.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.